Nolte, disgraced Atlantic devotes magazine to anti-Trump conspiracy theories. By John Nolte on December 5, 2023. The Atlantic, a disgraced left-wing outlet funded by a left-wing extremist and dedicated to anti-Trump conspiracy theories, has devoted an entire edition to a whole new round of hysterically sweaty conspiracy theories that only offer us this piece of news. The warmongers, globalists, and liars who staff The Atlantic are pretty sure Trump's going to win a second term. And because they are entitled babies, they are having a tantrum complete with kicking, screaming, lying, hypocrisy, and moonbat conspiracies. Before we get to this month's sweaty hysterics, let's take a trip down memory lane so we know precisely who we are dealing with. This is an outlet so unhinged and removed from normalcy that we were treated to a story from these anti-human weirdos about how nuclear war would damage the climate. The Atlantic was so desperate to defeat Trump in 2020 that the outlet whored out its residual credibility to falsely accuse Trump of trashing fallen American soldiers. The Atlantic hates Christians so much that it compared the Catholic rosary to an assault weapon. And now the deliberately dishonest Atlantic is at it again. Here are some of the headlines from the anti-Trump edition. And Russia collusion hoaxstress Applebaum warns that Trump will abandon NATO. Fact check, Trump was president for 4 years and did not abandon NATO. David, what's the big deal about burning a baby? From, Trump's presidency will be all about revenge. Fact check, Trump supports Joe Biden, who is using the Justice Department to put his top political competitor in prison for life. McKay married woman Ogler Coppins, Trump will surround himself with loyalists, lapdogs, and cronies. Fact check, when it's a Democrat president, those same people are called supporters. Adam lets mutilate kids to appease trans loon server, a MAGA judiciary. Fact check, based on his first term, Trump will appoint judges who respect the Constitution and the individual's rights to live however they choose so long as it doesn't interfere with someone else's rights. The Atlantic wants judges that will ignore the Second Amendment, disarm you, and leave you helpless. I'll hit some of these others quickly. Climate denial will flourish. Fact check, climate change is a hoax. Women will be targets. Fact check, Tara Reid, Lucy Flores, Amy Lapas, Valco Nurt-Yount, Caitlin Caruso, DJ Hill, Sophie Karasek, Ally College say their names. China will get stronger. Fact check, China has helped make the Biden family wealthy. Trump was president for 4 years and did not make China stronger. The truth won't matter. Fact check. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed all the fish hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. John Fetterman is healthy hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Trump will suppress American history. Fact check, on August 13, 2017. The Taliban, I mean The Atlantic, called for tearing down statues of historical figures. Trump will stoke a gender panic. Fact check, The Atlantic supports the transition of kids through permanent surgical mutilations and irreversible chemical treatments. This is who we are. Fact check, actually, this is who you are. The worst people in the world, proven liars, conspiracy theorists, and fascists, who want to disarm you, use the climate change hoax to run your life and mutilate your kids, support Joe Biden. What more do normal people need to know? Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. After your purchase, Email jjmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.